Hello, mystery phone call.
Guten Tag. Ich bin Onkel Kage.
Hi, Kage.
How are you doing?
Good.
I have just got back from Euroference.
Uh-huh.
It ruled! It rocked! My God, it was fun! Or, as the Germans say, it was fun!
Why'd you come back?
What?
I thought you had fun. Why'd you come back?
Why'd I come back?
Yeah.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, I've got to tell you this. You see, I was the guest of honor over there.
Yay!
And I mean, they really know how to pick a guest of honor, really, don't they?
You rock.
Well, I was kind of curious because I wanted to see just how they would receive their guests of honor. See, most conventions do the fan with the van thing.
Right.
Anthrocon was the one that started, you know, sending limousines for them. So I said, gee, I wonder how these guys are going to pick me up. Well, the theme of Euroference this year was the FIA, the Furry Intelligence Agency, the Furs in Black.
Yay.
When I arrived at the airport in Frankfurt, this is the beginnings of an unbelievable tale that I still don't believe actually happened, but it did. I got off the plane in Frankfurt, went through customs, and I went to the exit. As soon as I stepped through the exit door, I was surrounded by three large men in black suits with dark sunglasses and black fedoras. The largest of them said to me,
Dr. Conway, come with us, please.
And I went, eek! And I of course, followed them. They sort of flanked me and marched me out of the terminal. And outside, there were two big black SUVs with the very official-looking FIA logo on the side. And in between them was a vintage 1960 silver Mercedes with two flags on the front fenders, Furry Intelligence Agency, official vehicle.
When did they neuralize you?
I think they forgot to, because I can still remember it all. Oh, man, it went out. It was great. The really, really funny part was as we're driving down Autobahn 66,
right.
These two scary-looking black vehicles with the official logo on the side, and this silver Mercedes with two scary men in black suits and black fedoras and sunglasses in the front seat, and this, you know, gentleman kind of shadowy sitting in the back seat.
Cobra bubble.
You should have seen the looks on the other drivers as we went by. I think we came close to causing so many accidents as people were staring at us as they passed us on the Autobahn. These guys even went so far as when we finally got to the town of Fieldorf in Oberbernhardt, where this was located, they pulled off to the side of the road for a moment. I said, what the hell are they doing? They produced flashing blue official German police lights and put them on the roofs of the vehicles and drove in to the actual con site with lights flashing and a siren going. Suddenly, my limousines for the guests of honor looked like dick! Bam! Oh, man, whoa, they really set the bar high.
Cool.
It was out of this world. I met so many fun people. I finally got to meet the Große Blau Fuchs, which is Big Blue Fox, who I've been wanting to meet for a long time.
Cool. Nice guy.
They had a wonderful con. I had a wonderful time, especially because I didn't have to worry about anything. You know, not my fault, not my problem, not my con.
Right, but yeah. Are you still lacking wonderful hair?
Dude, that's getting old, ain't it?
No, I'm just asking.
I mean, no, it's growing back.
Weren't they kind of like looking at you in this car with these men in black? Oh, thanks for the music cue. And it's like, wow.
Oh, you mean the mohawk?
Right.
I don't have that anymore, you dumb.
Well, nobody tells me anything.
No, I don't. I kept it for 2 weeks, and then I got myself a rather marine-looking flat top.
Cool. We need pictures.
They took plenty of them out there.
Yeah,
they also had unique problems.
Like?
Like that no other con has. They're in the middle of the mountains in eastern Germany.
Right.
At my con,
uh-huh.
I have never had to deal with con members not being able to read German and opening up a gate leading to the farm next door and having the cows get out and run all around through the con. I mean, it's like all of a sudden everyone's upset. They're running around shouting in German. Was lost on this one problem. I'm like, what? They said there's cows. I said cows, K-A-U-S. That must be a German word. They say there's cows.
How do
I said, what do you mean? Cows, moo. And I look out and goddamn, there's cows running all over the place.
How do cows moo over there?
M-U-H, moo. I asked that. I said, what is it a cow says? They said, moo. M-U-H.
Okay.
And they had a Paul Pet show.
Cool.
If you thought that Poink was bad, you need to meet Poke.
I German am Poink.
No, Punk.
Poke. Poke is a little bastard. He bit me.
So I need to try to be more of a bastard?
You couldn't possibly be as bad as Poke. He's like an East German ferret.
Ooh, this sounds like a challenge.
In the middle of the art auction, he bit me.
That must have hurt.
Oh, that's a challenge. I think we need to get that guy over here somehow.
A bite off?
I think we need to have a bite off.
You couldn't have him on your show.
Really?
You couldn't. Because the Germans are they're a little less inhibited than the German Paul Petts are. Paul Petts, D-E, they're very, very free with the English language, shall we say.
I see.
Yeah, and see, I'm still doing that. I can't get that out of my head.
Really?
The past 5 days has been, nine, guten morgen, and still trying to get rid of that.
So if folks were interested in seeing these photos of everything wonderful that happened at this convention, where could they see them?
Well, they will probably, as soon as the staff recovers, they will probably be on the Euroference website, which would be www.euroference.org. But you must give them some time, because as I can well tell you, when a con is over, people need a week or two or seven to recover.
I can relate, sir.
Yeah, you know how it works.
Yep.
And now that Euroference is over, in 3 days, I'm going to Feral.
You're going to what?
Feral. I'm going to Feral.
Oh, cool. Yes, that's the next major get-together that's going to be happening soon.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
It will be in the wilderness of Canada, Sasquatch country.
Very cool. You'll have to send us pictures.
I'll let somebody else take the pictures.
Okay.
Because, see, I hate bringing my camera on trips.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm always afraid I'll lose it or drop it or throw it in the lake or something.
So why have one?
What?
Well, if you're never going to use it, why have it?
Everybody needs a camera. I keep it on my shelf right here in my living room. I'm looking at it. It's safe there. It'll never get broken.
Good. Okay. That works.
Yeah.
And eventually you'll sell it on eBay as an antique.
Well, I guess I could.
Well, anyway, very, very cool. So any other cool things happen real quick?
Oh, that's your boy. Other than being picked up by the furs in black and getting to drive on the German Autobahn, and every so often there's like a castle sitting there, a ruined castle. That's, oh, yeah, that's a castle. I'm like, gee, we don't have those out there. And the cows, I mentioned the cows. Oh, the cows are great. And jet lag! God! I have not slept in like 22 hours. It's wonderful. The thing is, on the plane, I wanted to watch A Beautiful Mind, but I kept thinking, okay, I'm going to doze off.
Okay.
But I wanted to watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So the flight attendant, this is British Airways, brought me some coffee. Now, this is European coffee.
Ah.
High-test coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't slept in almost a full day, and my circadian rhythm is all screwed up, but I can't stop moving.
Ah, so you're still not you're still moving.
Yeah.
You haven't slept.
No. I haven't slept since I woke up at 5:30 a.m. Germany time this morning.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Neither can I. In fact, the very, very second the show is over, so am I.
Okay.
See, that's how you beat jet lag. You have to go to bed at your normal time.
Well, should we end the show early for you?
What?
Should we end the show early, please?
No, you mustn't do that.
We could do that.
Wait.
Yep.
I just tuned in. Who the heck is that new guy?
Well, I'm Ezra.
Yeah?
You know that.
Uh-huh.
The little guy sitting next to me?
Yeah?
That's Poink.
That doesn't look like points.
Well, you missed the beginning of the show.
Yeah, what happened?
Todd mixed some Pepsi Blue and Red Fusion, which is the red Dr. Pepper.
Yeah?
Point drank it, and it, like, exploded.
Uh-oh.
And so to kind of cure him, because Point started getting really nice and stuff,
uh-huh.
Todd mixed Pepsi Blue and Vanilla Coke.
And
Point has had a reaction, and the channel is trying to decide if Todd... There's actually a little vote that's supposed to be going on. The channel should decide if they want to keep Point as dark or if they want him to go back to light. So Todd has to create an antidote.
Tomorrow, when I'm not as jet-like, have Todd give me a call. I might be able to help with that. That's sort of what I do.
Actually, yeah. Todd will not be alive tomorrow.
Why?
Because if he does not give me change back, I'm going to kill him.
Give us 24 hours.
I'm not giving him anything.
He doesn't give Todd 24 minutes.
Please!
Wait a minute, you're involved?
Todd and I, 24 hours.
Wait a minute.
I guarantee you, you'll be cured one way or the other.
You're involved? You're going to help?
Yeah.
Well, damn, I'm safe.
All right.
Okay, fine, the weasel lives.
I'll give you some of the neat stuff I brought home from Germany.
And I'll go have beer. Yay!
All right. Well,
one last thing.
Great. What?
This was in a youth hostel. They had another astounding innovation.
What's that?
Wait, when you go into your room in this hostel,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone's ever been to a hostel over there, but you go into the room, and you know how in an American hotel room you have like a foyer?
Yep.
You go into, and then you're in the main bedroom? When you walk in the door, you walk in and you step onto tile.
Huh.
You walk in the door and you're in the shower.
Hmm.
The whole foyer is the shower area.
Versus?
Now think of this. Think about this.
That could be dangerous.
You walk in and you have to go through the shower to get in and out of your room.
That's kind of funky. Do they have shower curtains?
What?
Do they have shower curtains?
Well, no. This is Germany.
Of course not. Why would they have shower curtains in Europe?
So in other words, if somebody comes and knocks at the door while you're taking a shower...
Yeah, and you open the door, you're, like, in the shower. You don't open the door.
But it's Germany. There's no shame.
Well, no.
So that's cool. Hey, did you get any Shaka Cola?
Well, I had some. But I was also chewing on that on the way home.
And you're still up.
I'm so wired right now.
Don't have a heart attack, man. You eat like a box of that stuff, you're dead.
Well, that's the thing. I went to the duty-free shop.
Ew,
and I bought like a 2.2 pounds.
Of Shaka Cola?
There's only like 0.2 pounds left.
Whoa. Wow, you're all vibrating, aren't you?
Wait a minute. When was the last time you slept?
As I said, my alarm went off at 5:30 a.m. That was in Deutschland, and that would be 23 hours ago. Yeah.
Dude, this is like ecstasy for you now, isn't it?
It's either ecstasy or agony, and I'm not sure which.
It's agony when it wears off.
Yeah.
Agony in the morning.
Yep. Check his eyes. See if they're bloodshot.
Speaking of wearing off, I'm going to let you guys get back to arguing. Just tell Point, leave Todd alone. By tomorrow, we'll have come up with an answer.
Okay.
I promise.
I got to go find Todd. He got thrown like halfway across the room.
Oh, good.
I think he's unconscious.
His beanie probably should have kept him aloft.
It might have, or he might have landed on it and he's spinning around somewhere.
All right.
Well, thank you very much, Coggy.
Yay, Coggy! Hey, I think we ought to send Coggy the special boxers that we got.
The special boxers?
Oh, we could do that. If Point could stop wearing them.
Well, Point needs them for a cape.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah, you'll have to download the show to see it.
I'm going to wear something that Point was wearing.
Ew.
Uh-oh. All right. Back to the show.
All right.
Dankeschön.
Tschüss.
And auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss.